Delegates to the summit came from various African countries and from the World Bank, African Development Bank and the United Nations Development Programme. Addressing the participants, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe said Africa has been portrayed by the Western powers as a lost continent due to ethnic conflict and poverty.
In the late 1980s, sub-Saharan Africa faced gloomy macroeconomic and development prospects. Stagnant economies and endemic poverty, thereby fueling talk in some quarters as the lost decade, while the continent was portrayed as a hopeless one. This was in spite of Africa's vast wealth of natural resources, most of which had suffered inexorable deterioration in terms of unfair trade practices that came with settler colonialism and insatiable appetite for Africa's endowment.
But with the rise of China and other emerging economies in Asia, Mugabe says Africa's growth is now on an upward curve. He praised the African Capacity Building Foundation for working to improve Africa's human and institutional capacity.
This trend only bottomed out at the time of China's takeoff as an emerging economy and now as a rising superpower. The African Capacity Building Foundation, ACBF, was founded and this on the 9th of February in 1991. I'm happy to learn that the ACBF has grown to be a recognized leader and trusted partner in capacity development for African success, growing in African membership from the initial 12 to 36 countries.
Established 20 years ago, the ACBF aims to build and strengthen Africa's governments and business communities so sustainable growth and poverty reduction will be possible. With barely 3 years to go before the deadline for the Millennium Development Goals, delegates at the meeting emphasized the role of capacity in Africa's development agenda. Finance Minister Tendai Biti told participants that a new African narrative was emerging.
I think that over the years you've seen a new Africa emerging that is concentrated on peace building. You've seen the number of wars on the African continent reducing. You've seen the number of conflicts reducing on the African continent. You've seen the number of democratic elections increasing on the African continent.
Dr. Freni Lutia, the foundation's executive secretary, said since its creation, ACBF has supported projects and programs in 45 African countries, including Zimbabwe.
Over the last 20 years, the foundation has invested more than $500 million in capacity development in Africa. Its action has historically been most visible and successful in the area of economic policy analysis and management through its support of think tanks and policy institutes. Across the continent, ACBF has nurtured the growth of these institutes from cradle to the current performing organizations.
The theme of the anniversary was "The Future of Africa is Now, the Critical Role of Capacity Development." The event included a series of learning and knowledge sharing events in several other African cities, including Tunis in Tunisia, Kigali, Rwanda, Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, and Arusha, Tanzania. Similar events were also held in Paris, France. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Harare, Zimbabwe.